Welcome to The Conscious Code, the series where we dive deep into the captivating world of the human design gates and gene keys. Get ready to embark on a cosmic journey as we explore the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Every 6 days, the sun moves into a new human design gate or gene key, just like it moves through the zodiac. So we'll shine a spotlight on each new gate or gene key, uncovering the transformative powers they hold within. As the sun activates these gene keys, it activates these archetypal energies within the entire human collective for the 6 days that the sun is in its presence, which is why I am doing this series to cover the energies that we all feel within as the sun is activated, as well as the energies that live within you if you have these gene keys or gates in your human design chart or hologenetic profile. Are you ready to unlock your potential, activate your purpose, and embrace the beauty of your unique design? Then let's dive into the Conscious Code. Are you ready to embark on a life-altering journey of self-love, empowerment, and purpose? I invite you to join us in the Self-Love Revival membership, where transformation meets soulful connection. I'll be your guide on this sacred path of self-discovery and profound inner healing. Imagine a world where you radiate with confidence, where you wholeheartedly embrace your authentic self and manifest a life of purpose, abundance, and impact. The Self-Love Revival membership is your gateway to this extraordinary reality. Within this sacred space, you'll find a supportive community of like-hearted women, all committed to reclaiming their power and living a life that honors their deepest desires. Together, we'll dive deep into the realms of self-love, subconscious empowerment, purpose alignment, and authentic embodiment. As a member, you'll have exclusive access to soul-stirring teachings, transformative workshops, and empowering group coaching sessions. We'll explore the depths of human design, gene keys, and the profound art of shadow work, unlocking your true potential and guiding you toward a life that reflects your unique essence. But this is more than just a membership. It's a profound journey of self-discovery and empowerment. You'll receive personalized guidance, workbooks, journals, and planners to help you integrate divine knowledge, guided meditation audios, and tools to ignite your inner radiance and create a ripple effect of transformation in every aspect of your life. The Self-Love Revival membership is for the conscious woman who knows she's meant for more. She's ready to break free from the limitations that have held her back, to embody her highest potential, and to shine her light unapologetically in the world. So if you're ready to step into your divine power, to cultivate self-love, to create a life that aligns with your soul's purpose, and to become magnetic to all of your aligned desires, I invite you to join the Self-Love Revival membership today. Together, we'll embrace the depths of self-discovery, unleash your inner magic, radiate with the confidence of a true queen, and gain the keys to unlocking more intimacy with your soul. Visit the link in the show notes to learn more about the Self-Love Revival membership and start your transformative journey today. Welcome back to the Conscious Code series on the Divine Embodiment podcast. Today, we're talking about Gate 52 or Gene Key 52. Before we go into this gene key, there are some things I'd like to reflect on for the last gene key that we just came out of, which is gene key 15. So in the last 6 days, did you do something major to disrupt your pattern, the rhythm that you've been stuck in for a while? Have you done anything to go out of your way to shift things, to switch things up? Did you notice that you were more open to hearing other people's perspectives and inputs without judgment? Did you notice that maybe you had more compassion for those that are not like you or yourself? So those are some things to reflect on as we exit Gate 15 and move into Gate 52. So this specific gene key is called, or the gate is called, several different names. There are several names associated with this gate: the gate of stillness, the gate of inaction, the gate of the mountain, and the gate of perspective. And in human design, this gate is located in the root center, and it's moving up towards the sacral center. And it completes the channel of concentration with gate 9. It's in the collective understanding or logic circuit with a keynote of sharing. In the gene keys, it's called the still point. The shadow is stress. This gate is in the astrological sign of Cancer, of course, in Western or sidereal astrology. And in I Ching, it's called keeping still, back straight and solid like a mountain. So it uses the mountain as a metaphor, where you have this higher perspective looking down on the whole situation in the gift frequency. And you have the capacity to see the whole picture and achieve concentration. At times, you must withdraw to truly concentrate. And without the gate 9 active in your chart, you may find it hard to concentrate or hard to focus on specific small details. So you have the energy to sit very still and quiet for long periods of time. You have huge amounts of patience. You have the ability to watch and wait, as long as you don't get distracted by something, for long periods of time. It's a very creative energy, and it empowers us to concentrate on the goal, to hold our gaze, to wait in stillness until the right timing, and then, once the timing is right, to take the actions appropriately. It's all about divine timing and trusting to know when it's time to act. And it's interesting to me because my purpose sphere is gate 9, which is the, you know, the sister gate of this gate 52. It's the gate of focus, and the gate 9 is at the bottom of the mountain, taking the small steps to get to the top of the mountain. And the gate 52 on the other end of the spectrum is at the top of the mountain and sees the whole picture, but not the tiny steps, where that focus comes in, where you really have to hone in on each particular step. Meditation and mindfulness are very important for this gate because it allows you to tune back into the rhythm of the earth. You're very associated with the natural flow of the earth, and you understand that everything has its own timing. Everything flourishes and blossoms in its own divine timing, and you have a gift to understand that. So you're not somebody that rushes into things. You like to take your time, and you're very connected to the breath, and you will find that the more you slow down to take full deep breaths, the more time you will create for yourself. Stress, the shadow of this specific gate or gene key, comes because your breath is too shallow, and you can bring yourself back into the gift of restraint and stillness by taking in deeper breaths and just slowing down. So once you find something that you deeply identify with, something worthwhile to channel your energy toward, the tension in the root center, you know, it pushes you forward, and the power helps you to sit still and concentrate on that thing. This silence, this patience, the stillness allows you to gain clarity. The challenge for you is to learn how to stay focused even when you're overwhelmed by the bigger perspective. In your shadow, you can become very overwhelmed with all the little details, and that's where the stress comes back in. But I want you to understand that this specific archetype is a seed archetype, and it's the unfolding of your intention, whatever that may be. So that's very important to remember. And your body will tell you when you've moved out of harmony so that you can readapt to the nature around you, your breath, you know, the solid mountain that you are. And you take your time with everything, and that because you understand that patience is a virtue, right? Like, that's your slogan. So the repressive nature of this
shadow of stress is stuckness. Like, you tend to feel stuck. You feel physically, mentally, and emotionally collapsed in the presence of stress. You literally do nothing. You take zero action. And this state can be very difficult to escape, but what you can do to get out of this stuckness is find a way to be of service to others. This gate is all about being of service to others through restraint, through stillness, and by helping others find their own natural rhythm and flow. The reactive nature is restlessness, where you are unable to sit still and you try to escape your fear through activity by doing, 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 and you end up burning yourself out in life. So you're the type of person that either gets completely stuck in the face of stress, where you do nothing, you don't respond at all, or you just overreact. You overcompensate. You're hyperactive. You have a tendency of ADD with this specific gate in the stress that shadow in the reactive nature. So being aware of that is very important. And you may also find yourself going back and forth between restlessness and then depression, you know, bouncing from one thing to the next, unable to find the self-discipline to withdraw once again into your stillness in order to concentrate. So it can also be difficult when you're in your shadow to know what activity or details you should be concentrating on. There's like an attention deficit, and that can overwhelm or paralyze you and cause you to fail to act, period. If you put your energy and attention in the wrong place and spend your energy focused on something that bears no fruit, you know, the stress takes place on the physical plane inside your body, and your environment greatly affects how you think and behave and who you are. So environment is very, very important to those who have this, which makes so much sense because it's in Cancer, and to Cancer, environment is everything. It's all about getting out of your mind and tuning back into your body, tuning back into your breath, tuning back into the heartbeat of Gaia, Mother Earth, so that you can come back to stillness, your gift, restraint, which is knowing how to balance the overactivity with the nothingness, the doing nothingness, right? In the shadow, you may fear that you might miss out or run out of time. But remember, you can create more time by taking deeper breaths. It seems that time moves slower when you're taking those deep, full inhales of breath. It's almost like you can regulate time. You have that gift. If you feel stressed, check your breath. Are you breathing? Are you taking short, small breaths? Most likely you are. If you think about stress, you're like panic mode, like not full breaths, you know, just think about how, you know, slowing down. And I know that's what I do when I'm stressed out or feeling anxiety come over me. Breath work is everything to me. So I can truly identify what this gene key needs to learn is to slow down if it's in that hyperactivity state and its shadow. In your gift, you have faith in divine timing and you trust yourself and you know when the time is to act. You have that patience, that inner patience within you. You have the ability to sit still, concentrate, and understand when it's the right time to act and when it's the right time to sit still and reflect. And you have the vantage point of being at the top of the mountain where you know where the better future lies and what improvements you can take to make it to get there. And you have this inner peace about you. As the world goes crazy around you, you have the ability to be still and remind everyone that this too shall pass. Yeah, the restraint is the gift about striking a balance between passivity and activity and the understanding that, you know, everything moves at its own pace, nature, people, movements, you know, organizations, everything has its own ebb and flow. And you deeply understand that. And remember, if you begin with the right intention, that intention will amplify with this specific gift. It is the seed that will grow. It is the mountain that will spring up from the base of the earth. That intention is everything. And it's all about allowing your life to unfold without urgent demand. It allows you to let things grow naturally without interference. It's through restraint that human power can be harnessed in a powerful way, where you're calm, in a state of calmness and patience. It reminds me of like the ego and the shadow, and then the higher self, the voice of the higher self in the gift, because it's that regal knowing of the higher perspective and, hey, everything's going to be all right. You know, take it slow, one breath at a time. That's what it really reminds me of. And it almost has like a taste of the Buddha built in with it, like sitting in absolute stillness at the heart of all creation, you know, the point of existence itself, or the experience of bliss or ecstasy. And then you have the capability to bring others into alignment with their own natural timing. And you are a great grounded anchor in your gift, where people come to you because you just have that groundedness to you. You're that mountain that has the higher perspective, which also allows others to come to a natural pause and gain clarity, perspective, and timing on their own life and their own circumstances. And you have the calmness throughout your entire aura when you're in your gift. You're highly attuned to all natural living systems because you see and know how an environment naturally survives and thrives. And you know the secret of slowing down and the timeless secret of the breath. And in this stillness, it's bursting with potential, enthusiasm, and life because you see the full picture and the potential that lies within it. So here are a few contemplative questions that you can ask yourself if you have this gate active in your chart, or during these 6 days that this gate, that the sun is in this gate and is activating it within the human collective. Do I trust in divine timing? Why or why not? What do I do to maintain and sustain my focus? And is there anything in my environment or life that I need to move out of the way for me to deepen my concentration? And here are a few affirmations that you can take away with you as well. I see the entirety of what needs to happen to facilitate the evolution of the world. My perspective helps us all to build a peaceful world more effectively and in a consciously directed way. And I find wisdom and new perspectives through moments of quiet contemplation. So that is the beautiful gate 52. My youngest daughter, this is her conscious son. She's only five. She literally just turned five yesterday. And I'm anxious to see how this unfolds in her life, how this unfolds in her character, because it's a beautiful gate, a beautiful archetype. You know, when you think of restraint, it doesn't sound so sexy, but it's ultimately pure power if you think about it. So many of us lack the ability to restrain ourselves in situations where we need to react or respond to something. And this allows us to still have that moment of stillness and silence and patience within us, that we can see the big picture and then respond. And that's what I want you to pay attention to this week and to tune into. And as well as, you know, your ability to concentrate and to see the big picture and to move forward towards that picture, knowing that all things will unfold naturally in divine timing. I love you guys, and I hope you have a beautiful 6 days in this gate, and I will see you again with the next gate as the sun transitions. And that concludes another enlightening journey through the cosmic realm of human design gates and gene keys. I hope you've enjoyed decoding the conscious code with me. uncovering the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Remember, these powerful insights are not just meant to be heard, but also embraced and embodied in your everyday life. Allow the wisdom of the Gates and Gene Keys to guide you, to ignite your purpose, and to empower you on your unique path of self-discovery and self-mastery. I want to express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you for joining me on this cosmic exploration. Your presence and curiosity fuel my passion for uncovering the mysteries of the universe, and I invite you to continue exploring and integrating the wisdom you've gained from the Conscious Code. As the sun continues its celestial dance through the Gates and Gene Keys, remember that you too are part of this magnificent cosmic tapestry. Embrace your unique design, honor your path, and let the Conscious Code guide you to live a life of purpose, authenticity, and self-empowerment. Until our next cosmic rendezvous, keep shining your light, embracing your truth, and living as a conscious co-creator of your reality. Thank you for being a part of the Conscious Code.